Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show with me. I'm Carrie from the Mama Coach. I am one of 27 Mama Coaches across Canada. We're all registered nurses. And today we are talking about newborn sleep, everything newborns. So why do they sleep the way they do? And I'm sure everybody has heard the term, you know, my newborn has no clock. He has his days and nights mixed up. And that's legitimately true. They have no clue about days and nights. And the reason for this is that in the womb, they're attached to mom, right? So they have essentially mom's circadian rhythm. They get her melatonin passed through the placenta, and they actually understand when days and nights are. But then they come out and the cord gets clamped and they're on their own in terms of managing days and nights. And they actually don't secrete melatonin until they're closer to 8 weeks old. So we have to help them understand what days and nights are. So how do we do this? It's really essentially 12 to 13 hours of daytime and 11 to 12 hours of nighttime. And I don't mean that they're awake the whole 12 to 13 hours in the day and that they sleep through 11 to 12 hours in the night. But I want you to have call morning, let's say 9 in the morning. And then let's call bedtime 9 or 10 at night. If your baby, if you start your day with your newborn and it's 9 in the morning, and then you try to put them down at 7 p.m., that's only, 10 hours of daytime. And you're going to struggle from probably, 7 till 9 or 10 at night to get them to sleep. So instead, be mindful of when you wake them up in the morning or when you start your day. And what I mean by that is newborns' days and nights look really, really similar. So essentially, when you choose to start your day with your baby, get her up, open the blinds, turn the lights on, and let her get some sunshine. Not direct sunshine, but this has been proven to help set your newborn's clock. So at 9 a.m., or whenever it is that you choose, start your day with her and let her know it's morning, change her out of her jammies, even if it's into another pair of jammies, wash her face, give her a feed, open the blinds and it's daytime, okay? And then when it comes to nighttime, don't start nighttime or put her to sleep until 12 to 13 hours later. Of course, she's gonna nap throughout the day and we'll talk about that. So that's probably one of the more common things that we see is that mamas try to put their babies to bed too early and instead they just get a fussy, fussy baby for those last few hours when probably bedtime should have been later. Bedtime won't move till around 7 p.m. till the babe's around 3-4 months of age. So until then, a later bedtime is just fine. So what do you do with your newborn in the day? She shouldn't be awake for super long periods, probably only 45 minutes before she needs to go back to bed. So that is not a lot of time, right? Because that includes a feed as well. So essentially, she's going to be napping a large percentage of the day. And it doesn't matter where she naps as long as she's safe, right? But just be mindful of her awake times, right? 45 minutes and then try to put her back to sleep. Babes, newborns nap usually not too bad. Sometimes they want to sleep more in the day than they do in the night. And one thing you can do to encourage more nighttime sleep is encourage a lot of feeds in the day. So whether it is bottle feeding or breastfeeding, I would get her up every 2.5 to 3 hours for sure and make sure she's having good, effective feeds. So lots and lots of feeds in the day, because if you think about, she's not ready to sleep all night, but if you think about her total caloric needs in a 24-hour period, eventually, as she grows, she won't need those feeds in the night. So if we can encourage a ton and ton of feeding in the day, that will help her feel more settled come nighttime, and it might help save you a fussy newborn come the evening. So don't get her, when you get her up, make sure she knows it's daytime. She's only going to spend about 45 minutes awake before she needs to sleep again. And then make sure you're waking her every 2.5 to 3 hours for sure for a feed. How do you combat the evening fussiness that comes with newborns? Usually around 5 weeks, we work with a ton of really, really fussy newborns, and often it happens around the 4 or 5 week mark. Why? I think it's unfortunate when babes get labeled as colic, right? Because I would argue that quite often there's an underlying factor involved, and quite often it's a feeding issue. And that's what we look at the Mama Coach. We'll come and do a big feeding assessment because usually we can figure it out. And so if it's not a feeding issue, what else can it be? It could be a combination, but often it's a timing issue. So if your babe has maybe been awake too long, they get overtired. And as all humans do, we have a harder time falling asleep when we're tired. And how it looks in a newborn is inconsolable crying. And that is so, so, so hard for your babe. And it's really, really hard for you as parents. So how do you fix it? I would encourage you to all day long get her sleep, however that looks. If you need to hold her, put her in a carrier, lots of picking up and putting down to get her to sleep in her own sleep space. Soothers are a beautiful tool for newborns because they're born with that reflexic need to suck. They're not a bad thing, and they can help encourage sleep. And in another one of these More Than Sleep sessions, we'll talk about what we do with the soother as your baby ages. But for a newborn, babes under 3 months, they're a beautiful tool for sleep, and I would encourage using it. Of course, once breastfeeding is established, and it's not because of nipple confusion. I don't think that your baby can get confused between a soother and the breast if you're breastfeeding. However, you can miss feeding cues in the beginning because if your babe sucks on the soother right out of the gates, we need him or her on the breast consistently to help build your milk supply. But I digressed. Anyways, how to avoid colic is that fussy period in the evening is frequent feeding in the evening and ensuring that your babe's not up too long in the day. So instead of trying to put her to sleep, I would just keep her on the breast in the evening. It's a really, really common time for babies to want to cluster feed, and let her be there. It'll help, and you'll probably get to skip that few hours of crankiness. And if you're bottle feeding, I would do the exact same thing. I'd give small volumes frequently throughout the evening because that's usually the time where newborns like to cluster feed. So feed her frequently. And then come 9 p.m., if you got your baby up between 8 and 9, and if you got her up at 9, I would, you know, feed her till around 9:30, and then start a bedtime routine. And I know it seems so crazy to do any kind of routine with a newborn, but you know, they can pick up on it, and it just is a part of their day that looks different. And so I would encourage you to start one, and it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be 100% consistent, but the more that you do it, the more your babe will start to understand what's next. So what is an example of a newborn bedtime routine? I would, if she's been laying on your chest all evening and feeding and going back and forth, maybe take off her jammies and take off her pamper. And this is a great time to bathe your baby if you've decided to bathe her. I choose nighttime over daytime just because it's the only part of her day that's different. So bathe her. If you have that babe with dry skin, you don't need to use soap every day. She's not crawling around on the floor yet. She's clean. And so sometimes soap can dry out their skin. And if you don't want to bathe her every day, that's okay. But wash her hands and face, because at least that's something different. So you do that. And then I would do a baby massage, because there is research that shows that can help boost your baby's melatonin levels before sleep, for bedtime, you know, and that is the sleepy hormone that makes us feel tired come bedtime. So give her a baby massage. I'm not a massage therapist, but, you know, just gently rub her arms and her legs and her belly. And I would have her in her, dim the lights, right? So that she doesn't have a ton of bright lights in her face. You know, play soothing music, make it a relaxing time for your babe and for you. Then put her jammies on, then bring her in her chair, the lights are dim, and nurse her or give her her bottle and give her a big feed. And then when she's done, drowsy's fine. You don't have to have a wide awake newborn and put her in her crib. That would be very challenging. A little bit drowsy, put her in her crib, and then pick her up and put her down and pick her up and put her down until she settles for the night. That is what you can do to help encourage longer stretches in the night. When she wakes in the night, what does that look like? You need to feed her, right? Give her a big effective feed. And what I mean by that is big sucks and swallows if she's breastfeeding. And when it turns to more of like a flutter suck, give breast compression, like a surge of milk. And if she starts sucking again, great. And if it turns to more of a flutter suck, take her off, change her pamper, and put her back in the crib. It's the same with a bottle. If she starts to fall asleep, put the bottle in her mouth, stimulate her to encourage her to keep drinking. And if she falls asleep, then I would change her pamper and put her back and do that every time she feeds. And if you change her pamper in between finishing the feed and putting her in, that will just help encourage longer stretches of sleep. So to recap, how do we set your newborn's circadian rhythm? 12 to 13 hours of daytime, 11 to 12 hours of night. Don't start bedtime too early. A newborn goes to bed between 9 and 10, and that is 100% normal. 45 minutes of awake time in the day. And anything too much longer than that, and you're going to have a really, really fussy baby come evening. Lots of feeds in the day. Feed her, feed her, feed her, feed her, feed her, and that will help come evening. In the evening, to avoid that fussy period, keep her skin to skin with you, lots and lots of holding, feeding. Babies want to cluster feed in the evening, and that's fine. And then come about half an hour before bedtime, start a simple bedtime routine where you bathe her if you want to, massage, dim the lights, and feed her. I hope this was helpful. We have a newborn package where we either come and we'll do an hourly postpartum rate with you where we can do a ton of feeding help. If you have a fussy newborn that you have questions about, we can often find the underlying issue. Or we'll come and do our newborn package where we'll show you, we'll physically put her to sleep for you. And the more you practice, the better she gets. It's certainly not sleep training. It's just learning how to, what does an effective feed look like? Because that matters. And then how do you put her to sleep so that she understands how to do it? So once she's not waking for hunger anymore, because that's why newborns are waking, they're hungry. She'll start to sleep longer stretches for you without the stress of trying to figure out how to do it. So if you have any questions, just put them here. I'll follow along today and try to get back to all of you. If you're on Instagram, you can just DM me and I'll get back. And if you have any questions that you want to speak to a mama coach directly, you can reach out to me or any one of the registered nurses that are mama coaches across Canada. But thank you for joining me. And I will be here Wednesday, same time. And we're actually going to be talking about birth stories. So I would love for that one to be a bit more interactive. And I'll see you then. Bye.